What's up, everybody? Today we are talking Sports Illustrated makes its mark on the Me Too movement, and we're about to have Wakanda rock the vote. All that and more on Black Hollywood Lives this week.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week.
Oh, are we all right? This is our little vibe.
Yeah, I'm on a smooth vibe, you know.
That's how we all are right now. Just like a chill.
Yeah.
The week is coming to an end.
I feel like I had a crazy week.
It's been a crazy week, but we're going to come in a little bit, too, because we're vibing, y'all. Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives this week. We vibing a little bit still because it's still playing. It's fading away. But that was our song from the soundtrack for the movie of the year, Black Panther. Coming out. What's up, y'all? I'm your host, Courtney Stewart, Black Hollywood Live this week. We ain't got nobody here this week. Everybody got something wrong. Daryl in court because he going to jail. I'm playing. He's on jury duty.
All-star weekend. Everybody going missing.
Jesse ain't feeling good, but we had a surprise.
Hello.
Pretty in Pink. Miss Camila's in the building.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Welcome back. We ain't seen her in a few weeks. You were here first of January, though.
Yes, I was the first week of January.
You were here. So it hadn't been that long since y'all ain't seen her. So thank you for coming back.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Always appreciate having you. Are you excited for Black Panther?
I am excited. I'm kind of a hater because you've already seen it.
I did!
I don't think I'll be able to see it like in the weekend because it's probably going to be so packed. So I think I'm going to do the next week run.
You didn't buy your
pre-sale
tickets.
I did not buy my pre-sale ticket.
Girl, me neither. Somebody asked me that because when I didn't find out until like,
I didn't know they had
pre-sale. Well, yeah, they did. Like, because they do it with all the like big Marvel movies. But like, I don't be buying no. Like, I can't plan my life like that. Like, I can't.
I do want a t-shirt though.
I want a t-shirt. I'm excited. Okay, so this is why I got to go back. Right. So I went and saw it on Tuesday because I got to see an advanced screening for the press. And of course, outfits are what we're all excited about for this movie. Most of the people I went with were not of the brown hue. So they were just kind of like, and they were press with some of their family. So like they were just like in their sneakers and whatever. There were like, I think I saw three black girls total. And we all had hair and outfits. Like, I was in a wedding for my friend who was marrying a Nigerian guy. So we had to wear regular bridesmaid dresses, and we had a Nigerian dress
style
that was made for us. So I wore the top, because it was a two-piece, I wore the top with jeans for this showing. And then, like, I'm supposed to go again this weekend.
So you're going to put the pants?
Well, no, I think I'm going to change it up. I think I'm going to be, like, American Black Panther for the next one. So I'm gonna be like all black. I'm gonna probably do a big necklace, but then I'm gonna have my little beanie and I'm gonna be like militant Black Panther.
Right.
And then
you're gonna go see it again.
And then I'm going to see it again because I'll be home in Atlanta next weekend.
Oh, right.
So I won't see y'all next week. I won't be here, but I'll be home next week in Atlanta, and we're gonna take my mom. And
so you're going all out for that one.
I think I'm gonna turn the skirt from that outfit into a dress because I had put it on earlier and I was like, oh, I'm going to do something with this and make it a dress so it's like the full print down to the floor and like do something else. I don't know if that might be a hit.
And then you got to show us all of your looks that you did for Black Panther.
I'm terrible. I forgot. I don't think I didn't get a good picture from Tuesday because I was just so like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm seeing it. And this is totally not one of our topics entirely, but it's about me right now. You know, that's what we're going to do. But anyway, so we're going to jump into what we're talking about today. So I don't know if you saw, but Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition has come out. And the beautiful Danielle Harrington, who's now the third black woman to be featured on the cover.
We got to get past the third, fourth, and fifth. Can we get at least 25?
I was like, what are we going to do?
This is ridiculous.
But are we going to keep counting until like when do we get to stop?
I'm saying like every time we talk about African-American women, it's like the third.
Can we just say she's a hot black chick on the cover?
Right.
Because she has a really great butt. But
and you know who I thought that was when I originally seen that? I thought it was Nicole Murphy's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh. But then that's when true. I read the name.
God, they're beautiful too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, okay. But the controversy / conversation around the issue has actually been about the fact that this is the first swimsuit edition that's come out since the whole Me Too era has begun. And Sports Illustrated kind of like did their own sort of I guess, homage to mm-hmm. the Me Too movement. And they have other women like Allie Raisman, who mm-hmm. is the American gymnast who came out against Larry Nassar, the guy that the was coach. Basically the doctor that yes, was molesting doctor, yeah. all the little girls. And so she's posing nude with words like every voice matters, survivor, and abuse is never okay written on their bodies. Mm-hmm. And there's a few other athletes and like different women that are posing nude with the messaging all over their bodies. So some people were kind of like, is this really like something we should be still doing? Is it okay that they did that? Like, what do you think?
I don't know if like posing naked and putting those sayings like helps the situation mm-hmm. for me. I haven't seen the magazine. I just seen the cover shoot. But I mean, the Me Too is back to the first week we were here. It just kind of like it makes me because I'm a woman and I understand, but I still feel like we need like more proof. I feel like when we start to accusing people, and I think people get, you know, their names tarnished and everything by what I just said. Like I could say, oh, Courtney, you know, touch my boob, and then yeah. it's like, oh, everybody's gonna bash you, but what if I was lying? So it's just like, it's I don't know how to touch that subject.
So then do you think that the Me Too movement, do you think that Sports Illustrated should have even addressed the Me Too movement?
I think more awareness is great, but mm-hmm. I feel like did they do it just to get more sales? Probably so.
Probably.
Because in reality, you guys really don't post African-American women or, you know. If it's the it's third, tough. How long has Sports Illustrated been out?
Well, the swimsuit edition has been going since 1964, I guess, when they first started doing
But I think it's good edition. That, I mean, it's a woman's magazine for the most part.
Sort of, kind of,
huh? Because it's Sports Illustrated. I mean, men look at it, but are we really?
Well, the swimsuit edition was definitely meant for men.
Right.
Like, when it was developed and all of that. But Sports Illustrated in general, I think, was a men's brand. Mm-hmm. And then they brought on the swimsuit edition to make it men's porn. So, I don't know.
So, why are they putting that in?
Well, see, that's, I think that's the conflict. Because at first I was like, well, it would have been, like, weird if they didn't. Like, because it's like you're staying in the same conventions mm-hmm. that, like, and if we're actually going to change, you have to acknowledge. But at the same time, if what you are is basically soft porn, which is fine, like, I'm not mad at it. Over the years, I've watched the covers and I don't think I've ever actually, like, looked through a whole magazine.
Right.
But I know, like, lots of women and they've been beautiful and they're on the cover. I can remember when Tyra in the polka dot bikini was on
yes,
the cover
I love
with
that.
Somebody else or whatever. So I appreciate what it is, but part of me is like, well, why can't they just have the magazine and, like, why even bring up the Me Too-ness? Because I don't know if that's really the forum which
that
gives it any
right.
kind of power because it's like, yay, we're naked and this is all about sex. Like Sports Illustrated is what little kids dudes used to be beaten off to, like in
yes,
the room. So I don't know. I don't know.
And I mean, I guess we're kind of sexual, like assaulting her, looking at her, you know, looking at her booty, looking at her boobs.
So maybe that's what they had to say.
They probably just wanted to, you know,
but
me too.
Consent, man. That was consent. She wanted to be on the cover with her booty out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, but y'all can check it out. It looks fun. Danielle looks great. I'm sure it's...
I haven't even seen a Sports Illustrated in a long time. I didn't even know they still came out.
I didn't know they actually made the magazine still. Like, I knew they still did the...
Like web
the swimsuit edition, but I assumed it was probably just like mm-hmm. online or something now that you do. But I guess they still actually make them.
I mean, it's like I see this all day on Instagram, so it's like nowadays.
Well, that's the other thing.
You don't like, get no appreciation for like this anymore. It's like, oh,
is Sports Illustrated is that even like valid anymore? Because porn is everywhere. Mm-hmm. So whatever. Well, y'all go check it out. Let me know what you think and how you feel about all the Me Too-ness all over naked bodies and if that is art or communicating something great. We're going to move on to our next story, which is Miss Shonda Rhimes is back in the news because she done got another deal. She is partnering with Microsoft, and they're partnering with her and her Shondaland Productions, which is her storytelling company, to bring an exciting new series of content to life online. A series of articles on Shondaland.com and a series of video roundtable discussions with Shonda and other female luminaries. The content is going to highlight female empowerment, mm-hmm. inclusion, the role of technology in the modern workplace, and the many issues facing women in today's world. So get it, Shonda. She got us on another platform talking about.
Hey, now I'm loving 2018.
I know. She doing it everywhere, all over the place. And she done moved over to Netflix because she got like a $300 million deal or something. I mean, Netflix
it seems like is the new wave of, you know.
Well, Netflix said like 2 years ago that they were going to invest. Sorry, y'all. I didn't turn my phone off. That's what you just heard. But they did an announcement like 2 years ago. They were going to invest like $5 billion over the next like
they have years. Some of the best shows on Netflix. Netflix. Yeah. Like, if you just look, I don't even think I'm about to cancel my cable subscription. Like, $200, $7.99.
Don't do that. Right. You should get Netflix. I did the YouTube TV because then I can get my local stations and some cable stations because I got to be able to watch Bravo. But then you get your Netflix. That's $35 plus $7.
I'm paying $170 something for it. It's crazy. And I told him when I did call him, they was like, oh, we're getting rid of you.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Okay, well. But you can find Shonda apparently online now or soon. They haven't released exactly like where all of this content is going to be.
Send me the audition,
exactly,
Shonda. Send me some auditions.
I can't wait. And did you hear also that Ryan Murphy just signed a deal this week with Netflix too. So he's leaving Fox/FX and he done went to Netflix too. So we're going to be getting all kinds of shows about, you know, brown folks and gay folks and all kinds of people. So that'll be really exciting.
Netflix is great.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right. So we're going to jump to our EUR Web Spotlight Story of the Week.
EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
And this is sort of like a double story of black female fabulousness and sisters getting jobs, y'all. Okay?
Yes, to the jobs.
Get the jobs, honey. Get these jobs. First up is Miss Mary J. Blige. Okay. Y'all might have recently known her if you did not know who she was before. She is Oscar nominated for her role in Mudbound, which was a Netflix film this year. And apparently Netflix enjoyed her so much. They was like, baby, come on back. We got another job for you. She is going to be starring in the upcoming Netflix original series called The Umbrella Academy. And The Umbrella Academy is based on the comics and graphic novels of the same name. It's an action series that follows the estranged members of a dysfunctional family of superheroes as they work together to solve their father's mysterious death. And Mary J. is going to play Cha-Cha, a ruthless and unorthodox hit woman who travels through time to kill assigned targets.
Work, Mary.
She's about to be a hit woman, an action hit woman.
That's
in a
amazing.
Comic book series. Do you see this actually being a good thing?
I don't know if it's
in terms of her acting ability.
For acting ability?
Like, obviously, it's a good thing because she
got
a job.
No, it's a good thing that she got a job.
It's amazing.
And but do I feel like that's the role that she should get to play? I don't vision it, no. But my vision could be different.
Could be so different. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she might have some skills. She do be, like, doing the dance and them boots on stage all the time. I just never see her as, like,
I've never seen her physically, like, fighting. Yeah, but maybe
now,
she'll train.
And now, of course, she has to be training, I'm sure. But I don't just, her energy isn't a hyperactive, like,
but
super
you know what? She's went through that divorce dealing with a crazy husband and a strange husband. She probably wants to use that as some, you know.
I'm sure.
Some kung fu
and
kick.
And she still got to pay him spousal support.
Oh,
so.
And I wonder if she, you know what?
Keep them checks coming. I would be so mad. I would just get so mad paying him spousal support.
That's what I'm like. This world is fine.
It's one thing if you, whatever, we ain't talking about that. All right. Congratulations, Mary. We'll be checking you out on Netflix on The Umbrella Academy. All right. And also under our EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week, we have another lovely actress. It's Miss Tessa Thompson. And y'all last saw her in Thor Ragnarok wrecking it up and beating people up and doing all kind of amazing stuff. Her next upcoming role apparently looks like she's going to be able to play a real life jewel thief by the name of Doris Payne.
Those
of y'all that ain't checked it out, y'all gotta check out the biopic, or not the documentary of Doris Payne. I think it's on Netflix.
That's the older lady that was the thief, right?
Yes! She was still since like 1945.
Yes, she's 65 or 80 or something, right?
She's 87 years old, y'all. This woman been stealing shit since 1950.
Jury, too. Fine
yes,
jury.
Yes, amazing jury. In fact, I guess the biggest heist that she's like most famous for was she stole a 10-carat diamond from Monte Carlo in the 1970s. But
this is recent too.
Her first arrest was recorded in 1952. Her most recent arrest recorded was on July 17, 2017, when she stole 86 $6.22 worth of items from Walmart while wearing the ankle bracelet from her previous arrest.
She needs to go meet my grandpa because he, you know, they out of control.
She's sticky fingers. She can't keep her hands off of it at all. But she is going to basically, Tessa is going to portray Doris in a film that's been conceived as a high concept action drama similar to Catch Me If You Can. If y'all remember, Leo DiCaprio did Catch Me If You Can. And I just was like, how exciting is that? Especially another, like, because these, again, I know we're always saying it, black women, but we don't get to see.
Right.
We've never seen a movie like this with a black woman leading in. And granted, you know who Doris, you know Doris ain't shit because she's been stealing
but wait, Doris is in prison right now though, isn't she?
No, she's not in right now. No,
because I remember seeing an updated story on her and it was like old lady, and I was like, this lady is for sure.
She was out, but they always say she's never served more than 5 years
right
for her thieving. That's impressive.
But the funny thing is the fact that she's still out here stealing.
Yeah, from Walmart, girl. Like, and you have to know, like, you can't be doing that because you really, like, need.
You, some people are, like, seriously, like, you know.
She just can't stop.
Sticky fingers. Like, she you just can't stop. You just got to touch something and grab it.
I wonder if she has the mental disability or if it just got to a point where this is the job that she knew how to do, so she kept doing it.
Yeah.
Because what else was she going to do?
I mean, once you, I feel like once you become a thief, is I can't trust you at all.
Yeah.
Like, if I catch you or know that you're stealing,
of course.
Don't come around me because I'm like,
please don't.
These.
I'd be scared to hang out with Doris. She been gonna snatch your shoes off and you think you're fine and whatever. So, anyway, it'll be super exciting, I think, to see the movie.
Yes.
And I think the movie
and she plays
will be
a great
she's a great actress. She's a great actress, and her action skills and running around, like, I can see that
her
being
emotions.
Super
oh
vibrant
goodness.
And super fun. And congratulations to Mary J. and to Tessa for booking them gigs. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So now we're gonna talk a little bit more about Black Panther. Well, so we all excited about the movie.
Yes.
Obviously, we talked about it already. But the movie is also influencing the community in what seems to be some super positive ways. Mm-hmm. Or at least some people that are in the community already doing great work are using the momentum of Black Panther to try to do even more great work. So there is a group of friends named Kayla Reed, Jessica Bird, and Rukia Lumumba. And they launched something called the Electoral Justice Project, which is a project by the movement of Black Lives. And basically their goal is to just fight for and advance the rights of Black Americans in this country. And they are launching a new mission called #WakandaTheVote. And it's an initiative that plans to mobilize political engagement at several Black Panther screenings around the country during the first few weeks of the film's release. So basically they're going to go and they are going to have conversations and get Black folks registered to vote, because it is their goal to have Wakanda Force, which is, I think, after everybody sees this movie, like, the whole Wakanda thing is going to become, like, the label that we put as Black people on everything where we're trying to use our communal power to accomplish something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to use that power to help people understand how important the spring and the midterm elections that will be coming up later this year are, and how, as the voters, they can get out there and completely shift the narrative by voting. So they're putting in the work. They're going to get these people registered to vote, and they want to actually just talk to them and help them understand, like, what's really going on. And because a lot of people kind of feel like, vote for what?
Right.
Like, for why? It's not going to do anything.
Because we got damn Trump, so
yeah,
that's why.
So lots of people feel like there's nothing that
that's
can be
achieved.
That's
why we're here now.
But they are out there. They want us to be powerful at the ballot box, and so they're putting the money where their mouth is, and they putting themselves out on the curbs, and they're going to be out there talking to y'all. So
that's
you might
amazing.
See them at a screen near you. And if you are not registered to vote, get registered to vote. It's just that simple. All right, so we're going to close out our joy for the day with a wonderful story, because we always want to celebrate business, and especially Black business, because it's Black Hollywood Live.
Like, you what are else? Cracking me
I mean, what else would we be talking about? Because I feel like I'm a Black this, Black Panther,
Black that, Black Pride, look.
You know. Whatever is Black History Month.
Exactly.
All we're going to say is Black, like every other word. Okay. So we want to celebrate. So after all y'all go see Black Panther this weekend, some of y'all will see it tonight. It starts at midnight. If you're on the East Coast, if you are near Philadelphia, I would suggest that you go check out this wonderful business, which is called the Amalgam Comics and Coffee House. And it was founded by Ariel Johnson, a Temple University graduate, and it is the first Black-owned comic store on the East Coast, which, I don't know, I tried to find out how accurate that comment was from the article, but, I mean, it's probably, if it's not the first, it's one of the few.
So what did they actually...
It's a coffee house and a comic store. It's basically a bookstore with comics in it. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to make sure that the same way that we are looking at, you know, increasing the colors all over the place and in every industry, she believes also that comics and reading that, there's a whole, like, you know.
It's so funny how, like, it's different worlds out there. Like, I'm so not a part of the comic world, but my cousin used to be.
Yeah.
I used to be like, dang, you really a part of these comic art?
Yeah, but the lovely Joelle Monique, who works with Black Hollywood Live quite often, she is a huge like comic in that. I think they call them blurbs, black nerds. I don't know. Whatever.
It's serious.
But they're like super into that like whole thing, and like representation still matters. So you want to see people that look like you and respect you and understand that black people read comics too. Mm-hmm. So she opened up her little coffee house with all her comics and has events there and all kinds of things. So you guys check it out. Support her.
Keep
a coffee house open. Yeah, I mean, it ain't no joke having a brick and mortar business.
Right.
Like, in Philadelphia, I know rent ain't cheap there either. So help a girl out. Be there for her.
Give
some
tips.
Go see a movie. You might get excited. Your kids will get excited from the movie and go find out, like, how many. I didn't even really know, like, how many black comic book characters really exist. Like, I know a few.
I don't even remember. I remember my cousin having, like, all the Marvel books and, you know, like, collecting them. But I don't remember them really being a black, you know.
I know.
All I remember is Superman and Batman. They forced
that
down your throat.
Those are the ones that you know. Superman and Batman and Spider-Man.
Now we're dealing with Captain America and, you know.
Well, now you can go seek brown ones in Philadelphia, apparently, and everywhere else. And after that, you should go back and see Black Panther again.
Okay, for Black Panther... This is off the record.
Whatever, we got time.
Off the record, on the record.
We got time.
Do you think that people are going to be, like, showing up in full costumes?
Heck yeah. Like, don't play. Like, see, and this is when I realized.
Like,
I was
fully
like,
in gear, huh?
I don't have enough ethnic friends in Los Angeles. Because.
I would do it with you if you was to come here and, like, let's put it.
Like, let's do this. So, but yeah, I mean, I think so.
Tomorrow we're going to see everybody on Instagram, like, black queens.
Yes.
Like, it's going to have everybody best friends, like, boom, boom. It's
going
to be slaying tomorrow.
People are going
to
be
annoying tomorrow.
It's going to be all over Instagram. I can't, like, I'm so excited to see how excited people are about it. And
I
got to
go do me a Bow Wow challenge then. I'm going to just go stand outside, take a picture,
like,
ask somebody for their ticket.
Like, I couldn't get a ticket. Job, but I dressed up.
Exactly.
I'm
gonna go all real, you know, Francois.
Yes.
Like, girl, what you was doing?
Turn it in. I want everybody to tweet us through pictures and Instagram us. I mean, I was gonna say Instagram us, and then I was like, wait, can we Instagram pictures? Sort of. Like, directly. Yeah. Girl, me and the social medias.
Right.
And I'm like, that's direct.
I'm kind of falling into that, like, oh, I'm getting older stage where I'm, like, not knowing exactly how to.
Because they keep changing stuff, and, like, the feeds are
snap,
all different.
I'm just over it. I say, you know what? I can't. I don't know where to find my friends at anymore.
Yeah,
I barely knew how to snap.
What do you mean you can't find them?
I mean, like, when I go into the app, it has, like, all the other people first, like the celebrities, and I don't really care for the celebrities. I want to see my real friends.
Yeah, I don't know. So I just, like, be getting mad, like, when Instagram changed the feed, so it's not, like, just chronologically. Like, so I'll see a picture from, like, three days ago,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's cute. That was 3 days
ago. Right, that was 3 days
ago.
So it's like.
So, and then I'd be missing people and didn't see people's posts because I'm not on enough to begin with. But regardless, I'm still excited and I want y'all to send us some pictures of all of your Black Pantherness. And how was Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day was great. Spent the day with my daughter.
Yes.
And I was surprised that I had a date.
Oh, you had a date?
I had a real date. We went out to eat. We went to Boa Steakhouse.
Okay.
You know, got a little fancy there. Ate.
Went to Santa Monica?
Yeah, we did. We were going to go to Chateau after, but, you know.
Oh, my was getting fancy, y'all, because we forgot to talk about Valentine's Day. So I
exactly.
To bring that up.
No, but it was really fun. It was it's an old friend, so it was more of like a, you know, friendship type of thing.
Okay.
But it still was someone I dated before, so he's trying to see if he wants to rekindle some things.
Oh.
We'll see. All you know.
Right.
It's so hard dating right now.
There's love in the air.
No.
I would know because I'm not dating. So.
I mean, I guess, is that a date? That's a date.
That's
but
a
it's
date,
not
right?
like
what is dating? Do we all know? Does anybody know?
Can somebody send me what,
I don't
you
know?
I don't know. I just it's just like at this point, I just want somebody I can be have a communication with, mm-hmm. a line of communication. You understand me, I understand you for right now. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter now, so really my focus is 100% on her.
Could we do like a Black Hollywood Live Bachelorette Dylan? With Camila?
Yes, let's do it.
So y'all not there.
I've been telling my friends to hook me up with, just find somebody.
We're going to do a Black Hollywood Live, like Bachelorette. Camila needs a real man.
A real man.
And we want submissions.
Yes. No, seriously.
We want submissions for all the real men out there that look at this lovely, beautiful creature.
But wait a minute. Everybody thinks they're a real man. So okay, we have to make that.
We'll have to define real man. Okay, real man. You have a job. You are responsible. Ideally, you live on your own. There can be some exceptions, like if you take care of your mama because she's sick right. and that kind of thing, we appreciate. But mm-hmm. not you living with your auntie, your brother, your cousin, everybody else because you broke.
Or your baby mamas.
Or that either. You are actually single. Yes. That means you are not married.
Yes.
You are not separated.
Right.
You are single.
Single.
You are not married.
Right.
Even if you live separately or sleep in separate beds.
Right.
So you have a job. You're actually single. And you're loving, and you are thoughtful, and you are smart.
Mm-hmm. Family-oriented, too.
And family-oriented, because she has a beautiful daughter.
Yes.
And like to feed her, because we like to eat.
Yes, we like to eat. And my friends like to eat, too. No, I'm just laughing.
So there you go.
Like, look, we got to get rid of her already. She want to feed her friends.
She want to feed our friends. There was a whole thing.
But you don't
Facebook
know. It could be a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You don't know what you we could feed. It could be an apple.
And you're fun.
Fun.
Somebody that's fun.
Yes.
And exciting, and wants to show her new things.
She might not say it, but I'm just kidding. We'll get there at the second date.
We'll do that later. All right. So that's our new show that yes. we will be launching at some point. But I'm for real. Like, I really want y'all
no,
to
No, I'm serious,
like,
too.
Like, y'all, if y'all know somebody, put that junk in our comments. Mm-hmm. Shoot us a DM. Let us know. Shoot BHL online.
Yes.
A DM.
Even come in my DMs on my page on Instagram.
She'll take you in her personal DMs.
Oh, no. Not personal. No. But I'm going to send it to Courtney to verify.
Well, I'm going
to
filter.
Right.
I'm going to filter. And we're going to set up some dates. We're going to start a dating show.
Yes.
BHL. That's what we're doing.
I am so excited.
Okay. Well, that's what we're going to do. So I guess that's all we got for the show this week.
You are so cute.
We thank you guys for joining us. I know we were a little unconventional this week, but, you know, last minute changes happen on a live show and you just got to roll with it. So we're going to find Camila a man.
Yes.
We are all going to go see man. Black Panther. We're all going to dance all through the weekend.
How fine was Michael Jordan? You don't like Michael B. Jordan, though, like that.
No, I do. I do, actually. I'm good with
him.
So
who? Okay.
I would say, I'm not going to tell you who my baby daddy is in the movie.
In the movie?
I'll tell you off air. But I will say that all you ladies will be quite pleased watching that movie. And men, too, that enjoy other men. So, because it was beautiful. There was nothing
but,
and beautiful women too. Like, don't get it twisted. But the man,
and then black is beautiful. So
it's just beautiful.
It's just beautiful.
It's a whole lot.
So
of beautiful.
Is it like a dark movie though? Like,
it's not dark.
Okay.
It is. Well, it's heavy. It's heavy, but it's not dark. So check it out, y'all. We love you. Thank you for joining us. Where can they find you, Camila?
You can find me at Instagram, The Real Camila P. On Twitter, I am Camila P. Woo!
You can find me everywhere at Stuart Starlet, and make sure you follow us at BHL Online. We love y'all. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend.
Woohoo! My back is hurting.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagrammy, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.